Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Johnson, Rod Beard joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Rod, thanks for a couple minutes. How are you?
Hi, Rod.
Hey, not a problem at all. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Tell us a little about Stanley Johnson. We saw him play in the NCAA tournament against Wisconsin when he was with Arizona. He was a one and done with the Wildcats, but he came to the Pistons. And would you say he's been a disappointment so far?
Well, disappointment for where he was drafted at the number 8 overall slot in that 2015 draft, that they thought they could develop him and make him a better offensive player. And they loved his athleticism, his defense, his energy that he brought, and his build. And when you look at him, he looks like a prototypical NBA-type guy at about 6'7", about 240, 250 pounds, but just moves around really well. It's just it never translated into an offensive weapon that they thought he could be.
The book on him, or from what I read, just like the little one-shot line is, Stanley Johnson can play defense, can't shoot. Is that about it for him, or is there more to his game that can be uncovered yet?
Well, I think he's really good in transition, and that's been his strength, is that he's like a bowling ball. He's almost like LeBron James in transition in the way that he handles, and nobody's going to want to step in front of him to take a charge. The problem is he's got more of a finesse game in transition, is that he's not going up to dunk it. He's going up to kind of lay it up, and that's something that they can improve in his game, that he's going to be a little bit more aggressive and use that power and use that body type that he's got more to his advantage.
Okay. What are some of the upsides of him? I mean, can he get better than this? Can he continue to prove? Can he contribute to a Bucks team that can put up 150 points on a given night?
Yeah, I think he can. He can play a Tony Snell type role, and certainly in guarding a lot of different positions. He can guard a Klay Thompson, a Kevin Durant. He can guard three positions, and so he will take the best scorer on another team, and he will handle that and hold that guy down. Depending on the role and the number of minutes that he's going to play, if you put him in a position where he doesn't have to shoot and he doesn't have to score, and certainly the Bucks bench has those other guys where he won't be pressed into doing that, I think that's the best fit for him. He's just young and a lot of energy and a lot of growth that he's got to do. And anytime you have a change of scenery and you go to a new team, it's almost like changing schools. You can create your own new personality and your own calling card for what kind of player you can be in the NBA.
Talking with Rod Beard, DetroitNews.com, Thon Maker will have that situation now in Detroit. And with Thon Maker, I'm not really sure if he wanted to get traded. His agent came out and said, hey, we want to trade, we want to play more. It might have just been a ploy to get more trading time, or playing time, rather. And then the Bucks are like, well, you know, let's just trade him. Thon Maker, tall guy, you know, he can stretch the floor. Is there an immediate role for him in Detroit with how the team is constructed right now? Because the Pistons, from afar, Rod, it looks like they're trying to figure out their identity, too.
Yeah, I think it's the sort of deal is that they've got to figure out a way where defensively Thon Maker can help out. And at 7'1", he's not an outstanding rebounder, but neither is Stanley Johnson for his size at about 6'7". You would think that he would be a little bit better. But Thon Maker can step in, and he can play some backup power forward behind Griffin and just ease into a role. They're trying to limit Blake's minutes now and get him down from 36 minutes a game, try to get him to a more manageable number. And if Maker can come in and play and just play hard, I think that's going to earn him a few more minutes here and there.
Okay, what's going on with Henry Ellenson? He never plays anymore, and he's from here. Played at Marquette, came out of Rice Lake, and highly touted and all that. But, man, should he have stayed in school a little longer, you think?
I don't know if that's the issue. I think it's more defensively, does he have an NBA fit? It's harder for him to guard NBA power forwards, and certainly centers is a challenge for him, and he doesn't move his feet very well. He's a lights-out shooter in practice. I mean, we watch him and just kind of marvel at his ability. He's generally the last guy out of Pistons practice. It's just that I think it's the same thing with him. He needs a change of scenery, and a coach that believes in him is going to give him some playing time to be able to show some of that. In the limited time he's had with the Pistons, when he's gotten on the court, it's just been really hard for him to guard those backup fours. And if he doesn't find a role there in the league, I don't know where it's going to be, because he's not really a center, and he's more of a mobile four on the offensive end, but he just can't guard that on the other end of the court.
Talking with Rod Beard, are the Pistons, this might be a weird question, but you never know with some of these teams. They're 24-29. They're a game and a half out of the eighth seed. Do they want to make the playoffs? Are they actively trying, or are they looking ahead to the future right now?
I think they are actively trying because of that margin. It's only a game and a half, and if you look at the number seven seed, it's probably another game away from that. I think the ceiling for them is the number six. They might feel like they can catch Brooklyn in that sixth spot if they get on a hot streak. The fact that the Pistons have the 28th strongest schedule remaining is they have some wins in there that they can get against. They've got a back-to-back against the Knicks that they're playing. They play the Bulls and the Cavs a few more times. There are some wins in there to be had, and they're through the hardest part of their schedule. It's just now, can they start stacking wins on top of wins? Because you don't want to get in the playoffs and play the Bucks. The Bucks swept the Pistons in the four games this season. You don't want to play necessarily the Sixers either, who look like they could be in play for the two seed. The Pistons get to the six seed, I think that would be the ceiling for them, and they'd feel like they had a lot of success because they've only been to the postseason once in the past decade. So it's just incremental steps for them in trying to improve and get some more experience for their young guys.
Bucks currently at 40-13, almost as many wins as they've had a year ago at this point. I mean, Bucks fever has caught on big time here in Milwaukee. Do you look at them as the team to be most likely to come out of the East, or are you thinking of the Raptors or the Celtics or even now the Sixers after that Tobias Harris deal?
I like what the Sixers have done, but I think the Bucks have the question for them is going to be playoff experience. When it comes down to a game six, do they have what it takes to pull out a game? And certainly them potentially having home court advantage is going to help them when they get there, and that's what you play the regular season for, is to get that advantage. I think they've got all the pieces that are there, and defensively, can they play playoff intensity defensive basketball? The Stanley Johnson addition helps them in that regard because it gives them another guy. When you look at Bledsoe, Brogdon, certainly Giannis, Tony Snell, now you add Johnson, you've got some pieces there that can really lock down a team and play some tough defense. That might have been the missing piece and the biggest question mark. And when you look at the home court advantage, I think that's going to play into it as well. It might come down to the Sixers and what the Sixers are able to do. I don't have a lot of faith in what Boston is doing right now either. So, yeah, I think they're right there in that conversation of coming out of the East.
Rod Beard, DetroitNews.com. Rod, we appreciate a few minutes, and maybe we'll talk in the playoff time if the Pistons get the 8th seed and then get swept by the Bucks.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.